Most service-based business owners I talk to are doing something that's about to look, in hindsight, like writing their whole business every single morning from scratch. They open ChatGPT, they type their question, they re-explain who they are, they re-describe their audience, they repaste their voice, they wait for an answer that sounds mostly like them, they copy what's usable, they close the tab, and tomorrow they do it all again. I want you to hear how strange that's going to sound 5 years from now. Because the version of you that's coming, the version actually using these tools, the way they're designed to be used, doesn't do any of that. She loaded her voice into a system once. She loaded her frameworks into a system once. She loaded her audience, her values, her no list, her best work into a system once. And now every conversation starts from a version of the tool that already knows who she is. That gap between starting from zero every morning and starting from a complete picture of your business is the difference between treating AI as a search engine and treating it as infrastructure. I want to be specific about something before I get into the how. The thing I'm describing here is not a Claude thing. It's not a ChatGPT thing. It's not even an AI platform thing. It's a documentation thing. The docs you build can travel with you to whatever platform makes sense for your business and whatever platform comes next. The business brain you build today will work in Claude projects, in ChatGPT custom GPTs, in Google Gems, in Notebook LM, in Obsidian, in Notion, in any system that lets you load context and ask questions on top of it. That's the whole game. Build the docs once, use them anywhere. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through the five categories of documents that make up a business brain, exactly what goes inside each one, where to actually keep them, and how to start the first document this week with a trick that takes a long lunch break. By the end of the episode, you'll have a clear plan for the most leveraged thing you can do in your business in the next 2 weeks. Solo consultant in Atlanta, starting from zero every morning is wasting exactly the same time as a boutique agency owner in Buenos Aires, starting from zero every morning. The fix is the same in both cases. The setup works in any language, any country, any industry. Good to see you back. And if this is your first episode, welcome. I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it. And here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. Let me define business brain so we're working from the same picture. A business brain is a collection of documents that lives inside your AI workspace. The platform name doesn't matter. What matters is that the documents are persistent. Once you upload them, the AI references them on every single interaction inside that workspace. You don't have to re-explain your business every morning. You don't have to paste in your brand voice for every email. The AI just knows, because the business brain knows. Five categories of documents make up a business brain. You don't need all five to start. You need one. The first one is the most important and the one that almost everyone skips. Category one, voice and brand. This document captures how you actually talk. Not how a professional talks, not how your competitors talk, how you talk, your sentence rhythm, the words you use again and again, the words you'd never use, the way you handle disagreement, the way you handle praise, the way you open emails, the way you close them. The fastest way to build this is something I do every time I'm working with a new client on their content systems. Open your phone, hit record on the Voice Memo app, Talk for 10 minutes about your business, what you do, who you serve, what you're frustrated by, what you're proud of. Don't script it. Don't perform. Just talk like you talk to a friend over coffee, then run that recording through any transcription tool, give the transcript to your AI of choice, and ask it to extract the patterns, the vocabulary, the sentence structures, the signature phrases. Save the result as your voice document. The first version takes a long lunch break. A consultant in Bridgetown sounds different than a coach in Tashkent, who sounds different than a fractional CFO in Charleston. The voice document is what makes sure your AI output sounds like you, not like a generic American sales bro from a 2018 LinkedIn post. Universal need, different content, same document type, category 2, services and offers. What do you sell? What does each thing include? What's the pricing? What's the delivery timeline? What problems do clients come to you with? What objections come up most often? What do prospects always ask before they buy? When this lives in your business brain, you stop drafting proposals from scratch. You say, draft a proposal for a client who needs X, and the output references your real services, your real pricing, your real value statements. The first draft is 90% of the way there. You spend 10 minutes personalizing instead of 2 hours starting over. There's a second use of this document that nobody talks about, and it might be the most valuable thing in this whole episode. Once your services and pricing live in your business brain, you can ask your AI to look at them critically. Refine the offer descriptions, spot the blind spots in your packaging, run a competitive analysis against the way other people in your category are positioning. Tell you whether your pricing looks low for the outcomes you're delivering. Show you where the language is fuzzy and where it could be tighter. Suggest the one or two missing offers that would round out your suite. This is consulting work that used to cost you several thousand dollars from a paid strategist. Once your services document is loaded, you have it on tap anytime you want it. Category 3, audience and ideal client. Who do you actually serve? Be specific. What's their job title or their business type? What's their revenue range? What problems are they trying to solve? What language do they use to describe those problems? What have they tried before that didn't work? What are they ready for now? What's the trigger that gets them to buy? This document is the difference between marketing that converts and marketing that floats. With it, every email the AI drafts speaks to the actual problems your clients have. Without it, everything you publish is for everyone, which means it's for no one. A speaker in Tunis who serves women-owned manufacturing businesses needs different language than a designer in Recife who serves food and beverage brands. The audience document captures exactly who you're talking to. Category 4, operations and rhythm. This is the one most people don't think to build, and it's the one that quietly makes everything else easier. How does your business actually run? What are your recurring tasks? What's your weekly rhythm? What tools do you use? What workflows are in place? What are your bottlenecks? What's already automated and what isn't? I keep what I call a master operating document. It's the single source of truth for my business. It covers the tech stack, the content engine, the product catalog, the revenue model, the open tasks. When I work inside any AI tool I have wired up, I never have to explain any of that. The system knows. It doesn't ask me what podcast platform I use because the document says Captivate. It doesn't ask what newsletter tool because the document says Behave. The operating document removes friction from every single conversation every single day. Category 5, skills. This is the layer that turns a smart generalist AI into a specialist that does specific tasks the exact way you want them done. A skill is a set of standing instructions, the format, the structure, the rules, the things you always do, the things you never do. I have skills for writing podcast scripts, newsletter issues, LinkedIn posts, blog articles. Each one encodes the format, the voice rules, the structural conventions. Now when I ask for a podcast script, the AI doesn't ask me what format I want. It already knows. The skill carries that load forever. I built it once. I've used it 1,000 times. Now let me get specific about where to actually keep these documents, because the platform decision matters less than people think and more than zero. Cloud Projects. If you have Cloud Pro or Team or Max, this is the cleanest place to start. You upload up to a couple hundred files into a project. Anything you ask Claude inside that project draws from those files. When I switched my work into Claude Projects, the difference was immediate. The output stopped being generic the day I uploaded my voice doc. ChatGPT custom GPTs. If you're already on ChatGPT and not switching, you can build a custom GPT for the same purpose. Upload your foundation docs as the GPT's knowledge base. The GPT references them on every interaction. Same principle, different platform. Google Gems, Google's version of the same idea, inside the Gemini ecosystem. If your business runs on Google Workspace, this slots into your existing flow. Notebook LM, different but related. Notebook LM is designed for research, where you load source documents and the AI can only answer based on what's in those documents. It's stricter than projects or GPTs because it doesn't make things up beyond your sources. That's a feature, not a bug, when you want exact answers from your own material. Here's a move with Notebook LM that most people miss. You can pull a Notebook LM notebook into a Gemini chat as a reference source. That gives you the best of both worlds. Notebook LM stays grounded in your single source of truth, untouched. Gemini can pull in the wider internet, current research, outside influences, then cross-reference back to your locked business brain. Your foundation documents stay clean. Your active conversation gets the live web. The combination is the cleanest setup I've seen for research work where you want both authority and currency without corrupting the source. Obsidian or Notion. These aren't AI tools by themselves, but they're where a lot of business owners keep their actual documents. The trick is that you can connect them to AI tools. Obsidian has plugins for Claude and OpenAI that let you query your vault. Notion has its own AI that pulls from your workspace. The business brain lives in the documents. The AI is the layer that activates them. The point I want to drive home is this. The documents are the asset. The platform is the interface. When the next better AI tool comes out next year, you don't rebuild your business brain. You point the new tool at the same documents. The work compounds, it doesn't reset. This is also why I tell people, whichever platform you start in, keep the source documents in a place you control. A folder in your Google Drive, a Notion database, a folder on your Mac or PC that you back up. The AI tools are renting you a window into those documents. You should own the documents. Let me say something direct about the time investment because I want you to know what you're signing up for. Building your first foundation document, the voice document, takes about an hour with the voice memo trick. The next ones take longer. The services and offers document, maybe 2 hours if you're starting from scratch. The audience document, an hour.
the operations document, 4 to 6 hours the first time. Skills, you build over time as you notice the tasks you do most often. Your first weekend, you can have voice and services done. Your second weekend, audience and operations. By the third weekend, you have skills started and the whole stack is producing better output every single day. Once they exist, you maintain them in 15 minutes a week. The compounding starts immediately. Here's the part nobody tells you about. Once you have foundation documents built, you're not just making your AI chats better, you're making everything you'll build next possible. Every agent you build, every automation you wire up, every workflow that runs without you, all of it pulls from these same documents. The blog engine I run pulls from them. The podcast pipeline pulls from them. The speaker booking system pulls from them. Without the foundation, agents produce generic output. With the foundation, they produce work that sounds like the brand. That's the unlock. You're laying the rails for everything you'll build in the next 2 years. Set aside 2 hours this week. Build your voice reference document with the voice memo trick. Load it into whichever AI you use most. You'll feel the difference in the next conversation you have with that tool. And once you feel it, you won't go back. A business brain is not a productivity tool. It is a money and time machine. Every minute you used to spend rebriefing, the tool is a minute you get back. Every draft that comes out closer to your voice is a client engagement you close faster. That's more money. That's more time. And once the documents are built, they keep working forever on whatever platform you bring them to. That's more options. Find everything you need to make more money, time, and options in your service-based business at seedinsociety.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Find every AI tool I use and recommend. Check out the blog for even more breakdowns or do the free AI employee report, all in one place. And if you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps this free education reach more people. Or share it with someone you know needs it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.